"I shall wish to speak with Ser Jorah before the night is done," her brother said. Dany found herself looking at the knight curiously. He was an older man, past 40 and balding, but still strong and fit. Instead of silks and cottons, he wore wool and leather. His tunic was a dark green, embroidered with the likeness of a black bear standing on two legs. She was still looking at this strange man from the homeland she had never known, when Magister Illyrio placed a moist hand on her bare shoulder. "Over there, sweet princess," he whispered. "There is the Carl himself." Dany wanted to run and hide, but her brother was looking at her, and if she displeased him, she knew she would wake the dragon. Anxiously she turned and looked at the man Viserys hoped would ask to wed her before the night was done. The slave girl had not been far wrong, she thought. Khal Drogo was a head taller than the tallest man in the room, yet somehow light on his feet, as graceful as the panther in Illyrio's menagerie. He was younger than she'd thought, no more than 30. His skin was the colour of polished copper, his thick moustachios bound with gold and bronze rings. "I must go and make my submissions," Magister Illyrio said. "Wait here. I shall bring him to you." Her brother took her by the arm as Illyrio waddled off to the cowl, his fingers squeezing so hard that they hurt. "Do you see his braid, sweet sister?" Drogo's braid was black as midnight, and heavy with scented oil, hung with tiny bells that rang softly as he moved. It swung well past his belt, even below his buttocks, the end of it brushing against the back of his thighs.